Lady Mouse! I don't know what to say. I don't want to make a theme song anymore, so just, you know, I'll just enter in and say some stupid things or sing some silly crap.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Lady Mouth, yeah! There's my theme song. Hello! I've been trying to wait to post an interview I'm supposed to do, but all the people involved were too busy with their lives, so, you know, as it goes. So, and I've gone through, like, I already wanted to do another episode already, but I was waiting for this interview. But I will bother them soon, and hopefully we can get our shit sorted. So, I've gone through a bunch of trauma healing. Trauma drama? No, not drama. Just mindfulness and thinking on things and pontificating and pondering and contemplating and all that sort of stuff. I love all of that stuff. I love to just think in my mind and just think, you know. It's just nice to think. Oh boy. You know, I've been thinking about my parents a lot because they're older and I'm older and I'm in midlife. And that's a nice place to be and to be pretty content mentally. And I've been working on my mental shit hardcore for about 12 years now since I kind of did a 180 on my life and reorganized and medicated and therapized and all that and got careerized, that should be it. Anyway, I realized I say anyway too much when I start a new topic or a tangent, so I'm going to try not to say that word. Or any kind of word that denotes I'm about to start a new thought, because I'm silly. And I say those words a lot. I want to be more concise, and that is part of my healing. My parents are like some of my best friends. I'm one of those only child. But I'm alone. I was a lonely child, you know. I'm not like spoiled child. I know spoiled only children. I am very territorial about two things. My time and my parents. So my parents became my best friends. They totally Stockholm syndrome me into, you know. They're my best friends because they told me, like when I was in my teens, we're your best friends. I'm like, no, you're not. They're like, yes, we are. We'll be your best friends forever. And they are. They're right. Damn it. But they're really cool. They have a lot of stories. They have a lot of life experiences. They have a lot of smarts. And a lot of, they are very inspiring for me. So, I'm sorry. I'm getting over being sick. I don't mean to keep clearing my throat. This isn't just about my parents and how much I love them. It's all mostly a preface to getting over the trauma that I've experienced with them in the past. You know, we all have apologized to each other for our behaviors in the past, and, you know, no bridges burned, hatchets were buried, no locking of the horns anymore, you know. When we argue now, it just mostly ends up in laughter. They're old. They don't care anymore. They firmly don't give a fuck. And that's one of the things I definitely regard most. I try to live my life as if I don't give a fuck. But healing your trauma takes a long time. I say too much too. So I like to talk to myself. I know the old saying is, oh, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. No, it isn't. I learned that years ago too. You're not crazy if you talk to yourself. You're your own best friend, really. At least that's how I see it. Like, I want to treat myself nicely. I don't want to guilt trip myself anymore. I don't want to shame myself into thinking I'm not doing enough for the people I love. I just have to stop beating myself up, you know? Sometimes I think we all need to step back and realize how much we beat ourselves up and just try every day not to. Okay. Have a good day, guys. See you soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.